We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Becca.
Hi, I'm Carolyn.
I'm Jamie.
I'm Hallie.
I'm Emily.
Hi, I'm Alexa.
I'm Jess.
Hey, I'm Maggie, and here's Karen.
Hi, everybody. Have you ever thought about what you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah.
Well, there's so many possibilities. I think if we made a list, probably we could just do a whole show on naming the types of careers that you guys could have. Let's just all call them out.
A soccer player.
Fireman.
Architect.
Pharmacist.
Veterinarian.
Clerk.
Hairstyler.
Battery man.
Policeman.
Horse trainer.
Librarian.
Author.
Teacher.
Grocery worker.
Editor.
Artist.
Pastor.
Musician.
You named a lot of them, and here's a song with even more.
What do you want to be?
What do you want to be? Oh, what do you want to be when you're all grown up? You could be a doctor, or you could be a nurse. You could be a scientist and discover something first. You could be a painter, a singer, a dancer, a gardener, a cook. You could write a symphony, or you could write a book. What do you want to be? Oh, what do you want to be when you're all grown? You could be the president or mayor of a town. You could be an acrobat in the circus or even a clown. You could be a cowboy, a cowgirl, a farmer, a pilot, a judge. You could be the maker of donuts and cookies and chocolate marshmallow fudge. That would be a tasty job. What do you want to be? Oh, what do you want to be when you're all grown up? No need to worry, for you got the time to think a whole lot more. Think of the possibilities, and don't you know the choice is yours. What do you want to be? Oh, what do you want to be when you're all grown up? You could be a mother or a father who works at home. Or you could be in business and have a store of your very own. Or you could be a soldier, a plumber, a driver of trucks and cars. Or you could be the chief of police, a teacher, a lawyer, or a rock star. It's up to you. What do you want to be? Oh, what do you want to be when you're all grown up? What do you want to be? We'll just have wait and see when you're all grown up, grown up.
Sometimes people know what they want to be from the time they're very young. They want to be a doctor or a teacher, and they study and work hard, and they become a doctor or teacher. But sometimes there's surprises, like Miss Karen, for instance. I never thought I would be a songwriter. But that's what I do. I write music and I work with kids. How about you guys? What do you want to be? Okay, Jamie?
I'm going to be a soccer player and a missionary. Me and my brother have already started a band.
Wow, okay. So you got three careers going there. Yeah, Carolyn?
I want to be a teacher or a nurse.
Okay. And Jess?
I want to be an author, and I also want to work in a restaurant, maybe.
Okay.
I also want to be a teacher or a missionary.
Well, you know, right now you guys are thinking this is maybe what you want to be when you grow up, but things change, don't they? A lot of things can change. Sometimes when you get in school and you take a subject, you learn that you really like that and you want to work a little bit harder. But you know what? Oh, you have lots of time, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Yes.
And what do you have to do, though, in the meantime?
Pray.
Okay, pray. What else?
Learn as much as you can about each opportunity.
Okay, so learn as much as you can.
Go to college.
Okay, so you have to have people who are teaching you. That's the way you learn, right? And Jess?
Pay attention to God to see what path he wants you to go down.
I think that's a good point, too, because God will direct your paths, won't he?
Mm-hmm.
Before too long, you know what? You're going to be grown up. It just seems like yesterday that my daughters were little. One wanted to be a lifeguard, and one wanted to be a teacher. The one who wanted to be a lifeguard, she's now a fashion designer.
Oh, did Krista want to be a teacher?
And the one who wanted to be a teacher, you know what she is?
A teacher.
She's a teacher. So sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong. You just have to wait and see. But in the meantime, learn and grow.
Each day, you learn and grow. Each day, each and every day. Each day, you learn and grow. Each day, each and every day. But I can't see you grow. Taller, longer, I can't see you grow. Wiser and stronger, I can't see you grow. 'Cause you grow so slow. But each day you learn and grow. Each day you learn and grow. Now the days go by and the years do too, and soon you're 6 years old. And suddenly, much to my surprise, you've grown right before my eyes. Oh, you've become so very wise. Each day, you learn and grow. Each day, each and every day. Each day, you learn and grow. Each day, each and every day. But I can't see you grow. Taller and longer, I can't see you grow. Wiser and stronger, I can't see you grow. 'Cause you grow so slow. But each day you learn and grow. Each day you learn and grow.
Corinthians 10:31 says, "Whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God."
Now, it's easy to see how the job of a minister or a missionary or someone who works in a church would glorify God. Do you think that the jobs that you all called out could glorify God? Jess?
Well, no matter what you do, the way you act and the things you say can give testimony to God.
That's right. Okay.
To glorify God, you can bring your Bible to work so you can preach to other people that don't know him at your
work. Okay.
Wherever people work, they can glorify God by working hard.
By being a good example.
By doing what is right and fair in their work.
Work can help others to show Jesus' love.
God is the creator and sustainer of all.
He has given us all that we have and all that we will ever need to do his work.
Sometimes the world puts more value on certain jobs than certain people.
But God sees us differently.
He sees our hearts.
He sees how much we love him.
He sees how hard we work.
He sees how we help others.
When Jesus chose his disciples, who did he choose, Becca?
Fishermen.
Fishermen and?
Tax collectors.
Uh-huh.
He didn't choose priests or scholars.
He chose ordinary, hardworking men.
Jesus worked by their side and taught them.
He made them extraordinary men.
God was glorified.
Jesus will help us become extraordinary disciples, working hard to glorify his Father.
You might not know what you're going to be when you grow up, but I know one thing you'll always be.
Disciples.
There were 12 disciples Jesus called to help him. Simon, Peter, Andrew, James's brother John, Philip, Thomas, Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon, Judas, and Bartholomew. He has called us to. We are his disciples. I am one of you. He has called us to. We are his disciples. I am one.
We are all works in progress, aren't we?
Yes.
Learning and growing every day we live.
Romans 8:12. God works for the good of all those who love him.
Philippians 1:6. He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
You may not know what you're going to be, but God knows. He has a plan for you, and he will be there by your side. So, as you grow and work hard, helping others, always look to the Lord for help. Let's pray. Dear Father, you have created each and every child for a purpose. Each one is precious to you. Guide them, Father, to live a life that glorifies you and your Son. Encourage them to reach for high goals and to work hard to get there, always looking to you for courage and wisdom. Help them through the difficult times. Give them people who will guide them in your ways. And we ask all these things in your power and in your love. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
We would love to hear from our friends who are listening.
Do you have something you would like to share with us? A lesson that you have learned that could help other kids?
Then write us. Our address is Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, T-I-M-O-N-I-U-M, Maryland 21094.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
Visit us online at www.karenandkids.com to find out more about our ministry.
And remember,
you may not know what you're going to be when you grow up, but you do know that you will be a disciple of Jesus.
God wants you to work hard for him.
Give him your very best.
Show others that you love Jesus.
Whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
See you next time!
Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.